the Hamilton Blues Society, bringing blues music to the Waikato since 1995. To check the gig guide and newsletters, get involved in blues jams, or to become a society member, visit hbs.org.nz. The Hamilton Blues Society, proud supporters of the Blues Room on Community Radio Hamilton.
Come on in.
Welcome to the Blues Room.
Welcome to the Blues Room. We're coming at you live from Community Radio Hamilton. Hey, thanks for tuning on in again. It is always good to have you tuning in. I'm Nate. Say that again, Tony. And again.
T-O-N-Y.
That's better. Now we've got you mic'd up.
Thanks, man.
You're not Mike, you're Tony.
Ah, cool. Correct.
We have Tony, President of the Hamilton Blues Society, right here in the studio with us tonight. Welcome
in
back.
Person.
In person. He is not an imposter. And he's a pretty good looking president too. You should see him. In fact, you probably can if you're down at Biddy Mulligan's at the Blues Jams.
Absolutely.
That's right. We're going to hear all about that, aren't we, Tony?
Yeah, sure. We're
going to hear what's happening at Biddy Mulligan's.
Coming.
Yeah, so hey, this is episode
300 and...
320. 320.
Fantastic.
That's where we're up to. And so that's...
Big achievement.
I'm feeling happy about that. That's about 6 years. 6 years worth or
that's
so.
Like a record number of wickets in a cricket team, isn't it?
I think it is. Is that the amount of golf balls in a caddy's bag? Or, I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll
thought the cricket was better than the tennis.
Well, there you go.
Was that tennis? It was golf, was it?
I'm not sure. Basketball? Hey, this is the Blues Room. You're in for a good treat tonight. We've got some nice new music from a guy called Morgan Davis. But more about him a little later on. We did start out with a new one, 2011 release from Billy Watson. Billy Watson and his International Silver String Submarine Band. The album is called Secret 8 Blues for the Modern Frontier. And I was just telling Tony how I came across that cat. It was when I started my search online a few years ago for blues music that we weren't able to get, like, you know, off the shelves in our Hamilton shops. And for some reason his came up in those searches. And I thank the internet for allowing me to find him and many others. Hasn't the internet taken the blues across the world, Tony?
It's fantastic. I mean, I was watching Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
Ooh.
He died in 2005 at the age of about 80. But there was a fantastic gig with him and Santana and Buddy Guy in 2004.
Okay.
And I've got my mojo working.
Ooh, nice.
Fantastic. And at 80 years old, if I can play the guitar like that, I'll be a happy man.
You will be a happy man. You will be a happy man to just make 80.
Exactly.
Hey.
I've only got 2 years to go.
Well, there you go. You're on your way. We've got some new music, like I said, from Morgan Davis. And hopefully an interview coming up in a future episode of the Blues Room with Ray Beadle. Now, if we cannot get Ray on the air, because he's a very busy man living over there in Australia, touring all around the place. If we can't get him on here, then we will just bring you his music. So please stay tuned. Please stay tuned to the Blues Room each Wednesday night, 9 o'clock till 10. And we'll bring you music from him, along with some other new tasty morsels from other musicians as well. Like this next cat that we've got, John Hammond. John Hammond Jr. This is John Hammond Jr. I interviewed John Hammond Jr. when I was at Blues Fest a couple of years ago. And I hadn't quite done my research, as I do. And I delved into asking him about his father, and I thought that his father was quite musical and influential.
Didn't he write the Flower Power stuff? Did he?
Well, I didn't know then, and I don't know now. But I asked him, and John Hammond Jr. quickly corrected me and said, "But hey, you know, I didn't actually get on with my dad, and that was the key for me." To move on in the interview. Here's John Hammond Jr. with Get Behind the Mule. He may not have been influenced by his father to write this song, but I'm glad he did. This is the Blues Room, thanks to the Hamilton Blues Society.
Molly be damned, smoke Jimmy the Hawk with a horrid little pistol and a lariat. She's gone to the bottom and she's going down a drain. Said she wasn't big enough to carry it. He said, get behind the mule. Plow. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning plow. Get behind the mule in the morning plow. Get behind the mule in the morning plow. Well, choppity chop goes the axe in the woods. You gotta meet me by the fall down tree. Shovel some dirt on a coffin lid. You know they'll come looking for me. No, they'll come looking for me. Gotta get behind the mule in the morning cloud. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning time. Get behind the mule in the morning time. Get behind the. Big Jack Earl was 8'1", stood in the road and he cried. Couldn't make her love him, couldn't make her stay, but tell the good Lord he tried. Tell the good Lord he tried. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning fire. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning fire. Get behind a mule in the morning fire. Get behind a mule. Out to dusty trail of mattress into Placerville, in the wreck of the Weaverville stage. Well, beautified and beat it for lemonade. I stirred my brandy with a nail, boy. Stirring my brandy with a nail. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning cloud. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning cloud. Get behind the mule in the morning cloud. Get behind the. Now the rampaging sons of the Widow James, Jack the Cutter and the Pockmark Kid, had to stand naked at the bottom of the cross and tell the good Lord what they did. Tell the good Lord what they did. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning cloud. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning cloud. Get behind the mule in the morning cloud. Get behind the. Out of punctuated birds on a power line in a Studebaker butter your hopes. I dig all the way to China with a silver spoon while the hangman fumbled with a noose. While the hangman fumbled with a noose. You gotta get behind the mule in the morning cloud. Get behind the mule in the morning cloud. Get behind the mule in the morning cloud. Get behind the. Pin your ear to the wisdom pope, pin your eye to the line. Never let the weeds get higher than the garden. Always keep a sapphire in your mind. Gotta get behind a mule in the morning cloud. You gotta get behind a mule in the morning cloud. Get behind a mule in the morning cloud. Get behind a.
AK-58 around their chest. They
Blues Society, bringing blues music to the Waikato since 1995. To check the gig guide and newsletters, get involved in blues jams, or to become a society member, visit hbs.org.nz. The Hamilton Blues Society, proud supporters of the Blues Room on Community Radio Hamilton.
Well, you are tuned to the Blues Room. It is a fact. And you're not tuned to some funky hotspot here on Community Radio Hamilton.
This is a real deal.
This is a real deal, man. This is blues in the year 2012. Or is it?
Well, it can be blues in the year 1936.
Yeah. With some connection.
31. Robert Johnson.
That's right. Someone in the back bar with Howlin' Wolf. Actually, it's Boo Boo Davis. It's Boo Boo Davis, and the mix is courtesy of Mixendorp. Mixendorp, and thanks to Jan over there in the Netherlands, founder of Black and Tan Records, for sending this through. There was a little bit of a spotlight that I did on the Black and Tan new release. Which is 14 cuts of artists that have recorded with Black and Tan Records. And Mixendorp have mixed and morphed, I think, the blues into what we're hearing in the background here now. So we'll let that just continue. And let's talk about something other than the weather, Tony.
Well, you know, Nate, I mean, I'm just admiring your fantastic links to the world of blues. You know, today's what's happening today, and, you know, your research is fantastic, really. So, you know, what a great contribution that is to people listening. People want to play. That's fantastic, you know. We're so lucky to have you as a resource.
Thank you.
And you're not bad on the radio either, you know.
That helps. That helps. Hey, thank you for sponsoring the Hamilton Blues Society, for sponsoring the Blues Room. And
well,
for keeping things...
It's a good symbiosis here. I mean, you know. Synergy is the word.
Synergy. Keeping things alive down there at Hamilton... Biddy Mulligan's.
Biddy Mulligan's, yes.
Blues Society, keeping things alive. Tell us what's coming up this month. We're into the month of March already.
Well, I'm going to have to put my glasses on. I'm sorry. I can't look cool all the time, but... we've got on the tomorrow night we've got a jam night, and that's a gold coin, and they normally rock those nights, and we have most of the musicians turn out, so that's always cool. And then we've just started having Wednesday practice sessions, so if anyone's a novice and they want to sort of come along and try out without feeling too embarrassed, then pop along about 5 o'clock on a Wednesday at Biddy's. Upcoming, we've got the Ruth Wyand coming in from, well, I called her Canadian, but she's actually from Atlanta, from the US, and she's here on the 29th, and we're going to have a local band supporting her. Haven't quite decided who that will be yet, so that'll be a great night. And then we've got Blues Buffet from Wanganui coming on the 5th of April, just on the cusp of Easter. And they're a fantastic band. I know Murray Loveridge from that band and Freddie, and they're great musos, great Kiwi musos, and that's going to be another great night. Later in the year, I've had an email from Darren Watson, so he's coming through, and there's a group blues band coming in from Victoria in August. And then more immediately, we've got coming up, Have I said too much already? I mean, I can tell you more, but...
No way. We're only about a third of the way through, aren't we?
I started writing, and I feel as if I'm taking up all the airtime, but...
You've only just begun. Now, that's the Carpenters.
We've only
that's
just
another,
begun.
That's another story. Carry on, please. Carry
Who wrote
on.
That song, by the way? Paul Williams.
Paul Williams?
Yeah, great songwriter.
Oh, he's
His version's
great.
Fantastic, actually, but yeah. I digress.
Just
Karen
slightly.
Carpenter, eh? She died at 32, but what a fantastic
my goodness.
Voice.
Very talented.
Easter is... Well, you're going away for Easter, and I'm very, very... Well, I'm going to say envious.
Well, that's somewhat the idea.
Well, that's good.
That was the idea, to get a few people envious, so I'm glad I've got you envious.
Well, you have. I mean,
I feel it's
Byron Bay.
It's an honour.
John Fogerty, you know.
John
Crosby.
Fogerty. Now that you've started.
Crosby, Stills, Nash
that's
and
correct.
Old.
Let me just carry on there with Earth, Wind & Fire, Lucinda Williams, Maceo Parker.
Lucinda Williams, she's fantastic.
She is. Maceo Parker, that was a saxophonist for James Brown at that stage in his life.
I hope the floods keep continuing until, you know, that's gone. So.
Kev Moe, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, John Satriani, Brian Setzer and the Rockabilly Riot. This is Stray Cat's material gone big band.
This is fantastic. And a few of these artists are coming by New Zealand.
That's right.
Earth, Wind & Fire, they're doing part of the Easter Jazz Festival at Tauranga.
With Keb Moe, yeah.
With Keb Moe. And, well, we're playing there too. Not on the same level, ilk, or anything like that. We're doing an afternoon on Easter Sunday.
Great.
Hamilton Blues Society, about five groups coming along. We're doing the whole gig. On the Easter Sunday, down at the, I forget what you call it, but it's the sort of village,
yes.
Historic village, I think it is. So there's a nice venue there. I haven't personally been there, but Liam Ryan tells me that it's cool, and so we're going there. Plus, we've got a group representing us at the Rotorua Blues Festival on Queen's Birthday weekend. And, well, that's June, but coming back a bit, we've got Sky City on the 18th of May, which is going to be the Room for the Blues gig. And that's three bands. We'll have Brillo from Tauranga and two Hamilton bands. That's another good gig. Well, look, honestly, I think I've almost exhausted the program here. But I come back to this is a fantastic show, and it's so important to have this lovely, well-researched music that we can sort of hook into.
Yeah, that was somewhat the idea early. Well, when I first started up, Tony.
Yeah.
The idea was to, of course, play music that I like. I think there may have been one time in the whole ordeal that I've played maybe one song that I thought, gee, I didn't really like that. So that's not too bad.
No.
That's not too bad. I won't say which song that was, but anyway.
So how did you get that wrong? Because you must sort of go through a testing criteria sort of routine on this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm listening to music all the time, but everything I play on the Blues Room I like.
Yeah.
And, of course, it comes from all sources and all around the world. And what I think is interesting with blues music is that it's kind of saturated a lot of, well, music.
Well, it's very much a foundation stone of, I mean, you don't really get good jazz unless you've got someone with a blues feel sitting in there somewhere. I mean, the thing about jazz is it sort of oscillates between some very complex chord structures around melodies, all very good stuff. But
that's right.
Modern jazz, but then real, you know, basic jazz is really about the blues as much as anything else, really.
Yeah.
So you get that. What was that? Kind of Blue by. Miles Davis. Was it Miles Davis?
Miles Davis.
No, it wasn't Miles Davis, actually. It was not Coltrane, but anyway, I forget who the artist was now. I should remember it. But a fantastic blues record, as much as a jazz record. It's only now, when you look at it and consider it, that you realise that it's so rooted in the blues, you know?
Yeah. And then you get blues showing up on a kind of a pop scene, reinterpreted,
yes,
by some great musicians like Christina Aguilera. I don't know if I pronounced her surname correctly. I don't even know if I pronounced their first name correctly. But you know, they'll do a song and it comes across as a new sounding song.
But it's
it's an old song.
Yeah, absolutely.
That the greats.
Yeah.
Etta James, for example, have sung and kind of held close to them and belted out in little clubs.
Well, I think the other sort of artist in that mould, if you like, is Adele. You know, she's got a really bluesy voice.
She's a wonderful vocalist singer, isn't she?
And she's just taken off, you know, fantastic.
Yeah, that's amazing. So. And didn't she start out at Biddy Mulligan's?
We like to think so.
Oh, okay. Am I thinking of someone else?
No, that was the hamburger chef.
Oh, right.
And he didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I think he's still there. So
I don't think anyone started out. They're still there, actually.
Oh, there you go. Biddy Mulligan. Speaking of Biddy Mulligan's, did you mention the Blues Jam, didn't you?
Well, I did. That is tomorrow night. And then on Friday night, we've one of our Blues Club members is doing a Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute,
right,
or something like that.
That's
so
right.
that should be a bit of fun, you know. And of course,
yeah.
John Fogerty. I mean,
well, you know, you can't really get past John Fogerty.
Well, that was very interesting because he wrote a song called, I think he wrote the song called 110 Degrees in the Shade. You know, it's a fantastic song. It goes from E to B minor, and it's a lovely progression. But I couldn't get my head around this, and I realized that actually he tuned the guitar down a whole tone, so he's actually playing it in D but with the E-shaped chord. And the reason he did that is because, of course, the E-shaped chord gives him all the licks, you know, all the positions on the fretboard to sort of strut his stuff. So great song.
I like it when you talk technical.
Yeah.
Hey.
B minor.
That's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bit beyond me, people.
No, it's not.
It's a bit beyond me as a novice.
Humble harpist.
Yeah, humble novice harmonica player. I just get up there and make noise and hope that the notes fall in the right place, that's all.
Mm.
But in terms of the Hamilton Blues Society, yes, they are still our sponsor. We're very happy with them sponsoring us, of course. The Facebook profile is coming along very well.
Thanks, Nate. You've been posting some great stuff on there, and that is a great resource.
It is.
Jason is doing a good job. he's got a mission. He's got a vision for the Facebook page, and you know, he keeps saying, "Well, I'm not going to promote it too much at the moment, Tony, because I want to put extra stuff on the band page."
Right.
You know, and he wants a bit more stuff in, and then he's going to give it a, you know, a boot up the bum. You know,
that's right, a bit of an open day.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of open day, there's a garage sale.
There's not
happening up here. Happening up here.
This isn't advertising, is it?
This is a plug for the Community Radio Hamilton's fundraiser effort. Now, there's a mega, and mega is in capital letters, mega garage sale. It was to be last Saturday, but we all got scared and thought it was going to really, the weather was going to freak us out, and it did in parts of the country, but not in Hamilton. However, it is this Saturday. From 7 a.m. That's your typical Kiwi New Zealand garage sale start time. There'll be people here at 6:30 though. 7 o'clock till 10 a.m.
Well, I can tell you, Nate, I'm sorry. I have to say this.
You do.
I have to interrupt because as I walked in tonight, I have seen the evidence of what, of a small fraction of what's going to be available. And my advice is get down here at 6:45. It's great. You'll want it.
I think that's good advice. If you're a record collector, I saw records out there that I don't even think my great-great-grandmother knew were around. I mean, they're still in the original sleeves. And yeah, they're sitting out there.
Fantastic.
I'm very tempted to take them home on my way out of here. But I won't do that.
Knowing you.
I will not do that. I will leave them there. So yeah, mega garage sale, mega in capital letters, garage sale this Saturday the 10th. Clothes, books, LPs, CDs, electronics, beds, furniture, toys, household items, and much more. Heaps, 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 heaps of things. All the funds are going towards the, we'll claim it as our 89FM fundraising project.
Project.
Yeah. So stay tuned for more details about what's happening fundraising-wise on Community Radio Hamilton. I think there's also some Trade Me items. So just go to Trade Me. I think probably Community Radio Hamilton will bring you up to speed with what's available on there. We're gonna switch over now into some new music from Morgan Davis. I know nothing about this guy except that his new album's front cover has a mighty fine classic looking car on it. And if his music sounds as good as that car looks, oh man, watch out. This one here, the first of about three or four from him, is called Drive My Blues Away. We'll go and find out more about him. We'll be right back. This is the Blues Room, thanks to Hamilton Blues Society.
I try to do the best I can.
Some nice harmonica work coming off that there song. I think that was Seymour Towns on the harmonica there. But of course, Morgan Davis singing and playing the guitar. Thank You, Mr. Reed was the name of that song. And both those songs, Thank You, Mr. Reed and Drive My Blues Away. That's the title of his new album, Drive My Blues Away. He is, I believe, where is he from? He is from, I think he's from
Detroit? No.
Detroit. Originally from Detroit. And perhaps traveling up and around Canada, the States, Europe. He has recorded many CDs, and the latest, Drive My Blues Away, was recorded on Electro-Fi Records. But he has also recorded with Deep Cove Records, Independent, and a great recording company that I like, Stony Plain Records. They have brought out some just some fantastic blues. So this guy is, yeah, I guess he's got that country thing going on there with his blues. But he does play tribute to a lot of the greats on his album. He has opened for many, many great performers such as Willie Dixon, John Lee Hooker, Albert King, and Albert Collins, just to name a few. He's been able to have the opportunity to see and play with many legendary performers that were around in the Toronto scene back in the 70s, namely Booker White, Johnny Shines, Sonnyland Slim, and Snooky Pryor, and the great, but recently passed on, Hubert Sumlin. Mm. So he's definitely rubbed shoulders with some of the greats, and of course I'm sure a lot of their influences rubbed off on his style of music. We've got one more here, Tony, from Morgan Davis. If you like what you hear, go and check him out, morgandavis.com, for more details about him and of course his music and how to contact him. But yeah, check this one out. This one here is called Anticipation. We've just gone about 12 minutes to 10. We'll be right back after this. You're tuned to The Blues Room right here on Community Radio Hamilton.
Right. I want to tell you about a book.
Thanks to the Hamilton Blues Society.
Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. Once you got it, then you move on. Funny how quick the thrill is gone. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. Christmas morning, you waited all year, and now the time to unwrap is here. Surrounded by presents, but you got no cheer. You thought they'd bring you happiness, but it becomes clear that all your joy has disappeared. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. Once you got it, then you move on. Funny how quick the thrill is gone. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. You got the job, you got a raise. The boss is giving you lots of praise. And management is the very next phase. But when you reach the top, you're in a corporate maze. And then you start to wish for those carefree days. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. Once you got it, then you move on. Funny how quick the thrill is gone. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. You meet, you talk, your heart is reeling. You tell each other all about your special feelings. But afterwards you're lying there staring at the ceiling. And sneaking away is most appealing. Sneaking away is most appealing. Sneaking away, I gotta get out of here. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. once you got it, then you move on. Funny how quick the thrill is gone. Anticipation is the greatest part of joy. It's the greatest part of joy.
That is a more country-fied type of blues, isn't it?
It is, it
very
is.
Very good, though.
Very nice.
Lovely to listen to.
Nice and hip.
Nice and hip. Thanks for showing me the car on the cover of his album, too.
You like that?
Davis. Yeah, that's great.
Very cool.
It's definitely a bluesman's car, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's not a Beamer or anything like that. It's sort of like about a 1967 Chev Coupe or Pontiac or something like that.
Those are the good times.
I told you I wanted to talk about a book.
Yes, you did.
Well, my wife has got this fantastic technique of going into a library and finding, you know, really good books, and she knows I like music. And she came across this book called Guitar Lessons, which is written by a guy called Bob Taylor. And he of course, makes Taylor guitars. And any muso worth his salt will know about a Taylor guitar because they're very high quality. But he started out in 1975. And when he started out building guitars at the age of about 19, Martin Guitars had been in business at that stage for about 131 years. So it wasn't easy, but the book's fantastic because it sort of walks you through the whole sort of struggles and trials and tribulations of building these guitars. But they now produce, you know, at one time they had a struggle to produce three guitars a month sort of thing. Mm. Now they're producing, they've got about 500 staff and they produce about 500 guitars a day. And of course they are fantastic guitars. But she found this book and I became fascinated by it, you know, and read it through. I had it read in about a day flat. And then I went down to one of the music shops and checked out their Taylor guitar. So I had a little blow on, you know, on a Taylor guitar. So anyone who's a guitarist, train spotter, I recommend you get the book out of the library or buy the book or whatever. And it's a good little read. And that's all I can say about that book.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for sharing.
I hope that's relevant.
Thank you. So you've heard it here tonight on the Blues Room. You've got the Blues Jam tomorrow night.
7:30. Bring your axe. That's AXE, not ACT.
That's right. It's going to be a good one. We have a song set up here. This is Little Freddie King. It's called Bywater Crawl from his new album. Now, if you want to interact with us, you can. You can get the podcast of the show at thebluesroom.blogspot.co.nz, I think. Or you can email thebluesroom@gmail.com if you want to drop any hints as to what type of music you'd like heard on the Blues Room. Yes, indeed you can. You can do that. Or of course, get down to Billy Mulligan's and check out the jam and participate. So let's just spin this one here from Little Freddie King. Just gone about 5 to 10. We're going to switch over at the top of the hour. Yeah, with some more new music from, who have we got? Tommy Tornado, I think. Some nice soulful reggae and some. So here's Little Freddie King. This is the Blues Room, thanks to Hamilton Blues Society.
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, big thanks to Tony for coming into the Blues Room.
No problem, Nate. Pleasure to be here.
You're most welcome to come back.
very much.
In fact, every first Wednesday. I was going to say Thursday.
First Wednesday.
Every first Wednesday of the month, we're going to have you sitting here or someone to represent the Hamilton Blues Society.
That's great.
Hey, how about that?
Very good. And so next time, I'm going to tell you about the other book.
Yeah. You will too. Hey, you might want to bring your guitar back. That was a good time we had.
Yeah.
You might want to do that. Okay, people, enjoy this one from Little Freddie King by Watercrawl.
Good night.
Blues Society, bringing blues music to the Waikato since 1995. To check the gig guide and newsletters, get involved in blues jams, or to become a society member, visit hbs.org.nz. The Hamilton Blues Society, proud supporters of the Blues Room on Community Radio Hamilton.